Hello everyone, and welcome back, or welcome to One Inspiring Word. I'm your host, and today is a bit of a special episode. I'm actually right outside right now, and I'm walking with my little sister Karina. Say hello!
Hi!
Okay, so today we're just gonna be going out on a good-natured walk, and ooh, do you see the moon? Isn't that pretty? It's still light out. Yeah, stay safe guys. But yeah. But before we jump right into the episode, we're each gonna give our one inspiring word. What's your one inspiring word today, Karina?
Mine is bonfire.
And why is that?
Because I had a really good night with you and your friends.
Oh yeah.
And we had a bonfire.
That was fun. A bonfire.
Mini marshmallows.
That's a good one.
Actually,
it was so pretty. Oh my goodness. It was like, I don't know. Okay, there was a fear that like, we're gonna burn the whole, like her, okay, so we went to our friend's house, and her house is like, they have a big yard, it's pretty much like a forest.
Yeah, but they got coyotes. Oh my gosh,
it's a bunny! I haven't seen a bunny in so long. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Why are we slowly walking faster?
What about coyotes?
Coyotes?
Oh yeah, they do have coyotes.
We do have to look out for coyotes. Yeah, they do have coyotes.
But there's another duck.
Yeah, there's another duck. There's ducks everywhere. Someone doesn't have a mate. Stop. Okay. So, my one inspiring word is probably going to be you. You're really important to me, Karina, and yeah, I really want to spend more time with you.
You too.
More often. Yeah, thanks.
Even
I appreciate it.
Even though you're going to high school.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I'm kind of scared for high school. So, how was your day? Tell
it's
me
been
how,
good so far.
What's been good about it?
Mostly, I just had a good rest for normal day at school.
That's good.
Okay.
It's kind of creepy walking alone at night. Like, it's so much better walking with someone else, like you. Like, this honestly scares me so much.
No, when I am alone, I always think someone's going to try to kill me.
Right. No, I always have to make a plan.
Like, I'm better with someone here because they can just protect me. Or I
right.
Can just...
Except I'm not really good at fighting or anything, so I'd probably just run. So, yeah, one man for themselves. But there's pollen everywhere. It's kind of crazy. Are you? Because I'm allergic to pollen, and our driveway is just more pollen than driveway. Kinda. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Are you sneezing nowadays? Because I had allergies today.
No, guess what?
And I'm scared I'm gonna get some sick.
Like, yeah. My mom's car left. Like with someone. I think Dad was in Mom's car. There was like a print of nothing there.
A print of what?
Yeah. So you know how like the pollen falls like from?
Oh, yeah.
There's like just a big oval.
Yeah. Also, our dad does not wash our car or anything. He's the type of guy that just, you know, lets the rain soak in.
Car wash.
No, he doesn't believe in car washes.
Mom does.
Yeah, Mom
does.
She
like had a coupon and she like used so much car washes.
I know, right? Okay. Ooh, okay, so there's like a siren going on. Okay, once, like we were out walking. This was like a few years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but I heard a siren and all of a sudden, like right before I get to the sidewalk, I was like in the middle of the street, like, cause there's a lot of people kind of, I don't know why. But, and then there was a fire truck, like it just came by and it turns out our neighbor's house was on fire. Do you remember that? Cause I remember watching from the garage, just like their house.
Yeah.
In like smoke. It's
well,
all good now
pollen.
But yeah, we're oh my goodness, there's pollen everywhere. Yeah, we're approaching a person. Okay, act normal. Inconspicuous.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, I think we scared them off, but hey, I mean, we're used to that. Sorry. Okay. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and then I just remember there's so many mosquitoes in that garage as we were watching your house. Yeah, burn.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's kind of bad. Yeah,
it's
but
like flu
everything's
season.
Okay now.
No, wait,
flu season? Are a lot of people sick? Everyone,
no, it's not flu season. It's allergy season.
Allergy season?
There's a lot of
that
problems.
Makes more sense. Yeah, for sure allergy season. My eyes, like, I'll, like, rub my eyes, and then it'll feel good when I'm rubbing them, but then when I stop, it itches. Get out too.
Oh yeah, sometimes.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
Yeah, we're probably going to Sky Ranch. Next.
You're going to Sky Ranch?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sky Ranch, I went when I was in 6th grade, 5th grade. Okay, Yeah. And so it's like this, you go with your school friends, or I went in sixth grade, you go with your school friends, and then it's like this three days. I don't remember. I think it's two nights. And it's really fun. Like, you do all these tasks, team building activities. I don't know. And there's more fun than work. Let me just say that. But also, whenever you go on a school trip, it kind of just derails sometimes. So, yeah. Okay. And we're passing our house again. Yeah. Are you excited?
I need my scooter.
No,
my
you don't. Come tired. On. Usually, whenever we go on walks, Karina's always on her scooter.
Or bike, because I always walk walking. So slow.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, okay, also, I'm, like, longer than you, so, like...
I use my effort to walk really fast.
No, I still remember being jealous that Dad could... Not jealous, but, like, being aware that, like, Dad could walk so far. Like, for every, you know, step he took, it was, like, two of my steps. But, yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm almost as tall as him. But I feel like he's not the tallest guy, so, yeah. The ducks...
I remember.
Hello.
No, there's three.
Are sitting. There's three now. Hello.
No, there's no three.
So cute. Do you hear that, guys? The ducks.
Huh?
They're just, like, I saw them on, like, a roof the other day. And then now they're in just people's yards.
Just so looking probably
too. Oh, my goodness, guys. We actually babysitted this house. And then the craziest thing happened.
The roof fell.
Yeah, the roof fell.
No.
I walked in one day.
So think about this. You were just walking casually, turns off the alarm, and then you go inside, and there's a room to the left. And you know how there's a roof on top?
Yeah.
Like the roof that covers all the air conditioning stuff?
Yeah.
Fall down.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we didn't watch that happen in, like, in action, but we walk in, and so there's, like, an alarm system. Yeah. So there's, like, an alarm system for this house. So when I walk in, there's, like, I feel like
a
door, like, covering the door. And at first I was like, what is going on? Like, why is there, like, something kind of barricading the door? So I pushed it open, and then there's, like, ceiling debris everywhere. This floor is, like, soaked and ruined, and, like,
yeah, they probably said
it's, like, flooded. I think one of the pipes burst or something. And no, so the whole ceiling has, like, fallen down, like, at the front of the house. Not the, like, whole ceiling, but, like, one of their rooms.
They said it completely was, like, the wires.
It's awful, yeah. I think everything got worked out, though. I feel awful, though. Oh, we're passing the lady again. Look how pretty the moon is. Oh, my goodness. It's so full.
It's a full moon.
Yeah.
I wish we could see a lunar eclipse.
I know, right?
Or solar eclipse.
I actually saw
one. Are you
one.
Doing March Madness?
March Madness? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, I actually, one of my friends asked me if I wanted to, like, you know.
There's, like, March Mammal music.
Yeah. Do you know what that means, March Madness?
Like, we did a March Madness. Who's going to win, like, all the
animals. The
and
animals.
And music, like,
yeah.
Theme music, like, Super Mario Bros.
The ducks. Hello, there's the mother duck again. Whoops, sorry.
Bro, I think they're just going to stay there for a while.
Yeah, I don't even know. I feel kind of bad. Okay, it's getting a little darker now. Ooh, it's spooky. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Okay, so March Madness. So I actually got asked if I wanted to, like, do, like, fill in a bracket so I could win prize money for school. And it was, like, it was a lot of money, $200. I had to pay $5. But I also know nothing about, like, basketball. Like, I get the concept, like, college and, like, you know, you look at ratings and stuff, but, like, I know nothing about basketball. But, yeah, it's madness, Karina, because it's, like, there's, like, top teams.
I only got, like...
play the worst teams, and then the worst teams, sometimes they win, and then so, like, I don't know. I heard that only a tenth of people's brackets are right. Yeah, but, yeah, just college basketball.
For the whole 64 round teams. One, someone got 31 out of 32.
Okay, whoa.
So they only got one incorrect.
So we're talking about animals here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this reminds me. So, like, this person was showing us their kung fu.
Do you hear that? I think that's cicada. Do you hear that?
Our cricket.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I got
then
silent.
He was, like, doing kung fu mode, and then his friend wanted to take a picture, but they took a picture of his butt.
Oh, no. I remember public school. Yeah, that was wild. Private school, the school I go to now, it's still wild, but different level. Oh, wait, that's my shoe. That's not a duck.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, one person threw up in our class.
Oh, my goodness.
In the lunchroom.
Are they okay?
I heard that someone threw up in our... In the lunch.
I remember that part, too. How's lunch?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Okay. I still remember
sometimes
the lunch.
Dominic,
I go to a different school now.
Is jealous.
Yeah. Jealous of your lunch? Why?
Because.
Don't you buy lunch?
I have a better lunch.
Oh, really?
But then again, he doesn't really like sometimes
yeah,
the lunch.
Do you still have that weird milk that's, like, icy and it tastes like it's expired and it's more water than milk? And it's from Creamland? Do you still have that?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know, actually. Because it has a Toy Story. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, that's new.
Sometimes they even have to make Mickey Mouse logos. No, imagine a sixth grader just having a Toy Story logo milk.
I know, right? That's funny. I remember being mad, too, because the kindergartners got the exact same amount of food as I did. But I guess, you know, it's money. But also, they, like, didn't eat all of it. I don't even know.
It was, like, $2.80.
That system is not... Yeah, it does feel kind of expensive. I don't know, but you know how it is. Okay, we're approaching the end of our second lap. Ooh, sky's so pretty. It's like the sun has like finished setting. Car alert, kind of creepy. Wait, there's that red pickup truck again. I've seen that. Oh, another car. It's kind of slowing down. That's
probably
good. Oh, it's turning. Okay. I was about to throw in the survival instincts.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, right at the sunset, and it's, like, that gorgeous blue color.
Oh, yeah.
And
then, you got your
cavity. You see the stars and stuff? Yeah. Okay, I did get my cavity filled.
Oh, yes.
We should talk about that. Okay, so during spring break, Karina and I, we went to the dentist, and, oh, my goodness, I always dread the doctor. Because, I don't know, like, there's always something, as humans, we're doing wrong, you know? Like, you're always doing something wrong. And so, I still remember, she was like, is there anything you need to tell me? And then I was like, my flossing routine is non-existent. And then, you know, she kept on looking for it, and turns out I have a cavity, which I'm mad about because it's my fault, you know? Like, I should have taken better care of my teeth, and yeah, sure, I did have braces for a really long time, and it wasn't, like, a weird spot, but, like, this is, like, I've already gone to the cavity in that place. Like, I've only ever gone to two cavities, and it's in the same spot.
Zero.
And then, yeah. Well, that's good. Well, actually, you did have a cavity, but it's gonna fall out. So that does count. Well, I guess it doesn't count. But, yeah.
It's, like, a close coming. Yeah. That's a pine cone tree.
Yeah, our little pine cone tree.
Well, I'm trying to search up... Oh, yeah, so my math teacher, like, my Chinese math teacher...
Your Chinese math teacher? Yeah.
Yeah, so he got his teeth sore for 2 days.
Oh, no.
So all he can drink is milk. Milk
what?
For breakfast, milk for lunch, milk for dinner.
That's funny.
For 2 days. Now he's mad.
That's funny. Poor guy. Tooth pain hurts. I still remember it. I hate it. It's like... sensitive? I don't even know. Okay, guys, when I was at the dentist, Karina,
yeah.
First of all, the lady did not like me. Like, as soon as I brought up my flossing routine, she gave me like a look, and I was like, oh no. Like, she looked really not disappointed, she just looked kind of like mad, you know. Oh, here comes the ducks. Wow, they're sitting down right on the lawn. Oh, that's so cute.
They're just sitting down watching us be like
right next to the sidewalk. No, they're so close to the sidewalk. Like, sometimes when wildlife is that close, like, it's... Yeah, I don't even know.
One time, like, there was a squirrel under the bench eating a nut, and I just pet it.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, maybe next time don't do that, because you could hurt the squirrel, or the squirrel could hurt you. But what did it feel like? Tell us.
I forgot the feeling, but it was...
Oh,
like,
Korean.
The fur! At least
like
should
furry.
Fur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, kind of like... I forgot, but, like, I remember petting it. I don't know, it was a fair
one
child though. It's squirrel.
Perfect opportunity to pet a squirrel.
In front of a whole crowd. Like, it was in a pumpkin thing.
Was this... Where was this? At school?
No, the pumpkin. Like, when we went
the
to
pumpkin.
The next... Like, the pumpkin.
Oh.
Like, the pumpkin thing.
Oh, the arboretum?
Yeah.
I don't remember this. Anyway.
It's like, perfect opportunity to pet a squirrel. Run, run, pet, pet.
Wow, okay. It's getting a lot darker now, guys. It's
and
like
Mom
more
told
of
me
a
to come back.
Turquoise now. Dark turquoise. But yeah. Honestly, so pretty. Okay, We're on our third lap now.
You drew.
Do I drew? What is that supposed to mean?
Like, sometimes when you're, like, paying attention to the truth, your water starts dripping out your mouth.
Oh, do I drool? Yeah. Not really. I have drooled before. Once I was like looking at this food. It's really embarrassing. But I was younger. And then I just drooled, like, because I had nothing to eat, you know? And I was just watching these people eat. Oh, it was really embarrassing. I don't know. My childhood was just really embarrassing.
Yeah. I remember, like, in the car, I thought that I saw drones. Like,
really?
In the sky.
Oh, I remember you saw, like, a plane. You were like, is that a UFO?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I remember that. Remember?
Yeah.
No, you probably don't.
I remember when I first tasted Airheads, but they were, like, mysterious.
Ooh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, is it popcorn flavor?
Were you right?
No.
What flavor was it?
I didn't know, like, what mysterious. Like,
oh,
like,
you
is
didn't.
It popcorn flavor?
They do kind of taste like popcorn because they're so weird. They're kind of like artificial.
They're like flavors, but like I thought that they were just flavors.
Okay, lower your voice because it's kind of starting to get dark.
I thought that they were flavors, but just like that had white. So I was like, is it a popcorn? Is it coconut flavored?
Yeah, now if you see someone, tell me, because I can't see that far. Like, my vision is actually really bad, guys. Like, it's so bad. I can, like, yeah, I don't really wear glasses. Oh, I have glasses.
I can wear them every time.
Yeah, don't wear them. Yeah, I should probably change that. But, anyway, we'll head home after this one.
Attack us, I'll come.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Did you know that if a emu, I forgot it was an emu or ostrich, but if it tries to attack you, you whack it, you grab a stick, because it's really fast. And, like, you can't get away. So
you
get a stick. No, because it's, like, 6 feet tall. Okay, this is probably misinformation. But apparently, you get a stick and you whack its neck. And if that doesn't work.
Karate chop in the neck.
Yeah. I don't think that would work for me, though. And if that doesn't work, you do the legs. Yeah.
Or just kick them in the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, I'm glad you're taking...
time.
Yeah, I'm glad you know your stuff. Okay, another car. It's kind of creepy because it's slowing down. Why are we stopping?
It's hide
behind this car. Okay, it's a white car. Don't touch the car. What if it starts beeping? Stop. We look so suspicious. Okay, come on. Off we go. Stop. Why does stop?
Because it's probably going to turn again.
But is it going to turn?
It's stopping.
Why does stop?
It's still going. It's slowing down.
Okay. Maybe it's just as scared as we are. Okay, we have to head home now.
No, like, the it's problem like, is that most people think, some people think like, hey guys, you see white van, run.
Okay, you know how we went to Mexico? It's literally more white vans than cars. Like,
yeah.
That does not work in Mexico.
Yeah, like, at the airport.
You kind of, get Mexico is so sketchy.
You get, like,
sometimes.
You get into a white car, and you just drive over to your house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me continue with the dentist, okay? So I get there. And so I've already said a bad impression. You know, I changed that because, like, I stay polite. I don't know. Like, that's, like, the only thing you can do sometimes. Karina, if you ever, like, think something is happening and it's unfair, you gotta be polite. Gotta keep your good-natured self. Don't lose your temper or anything, you know? Because everything will work out. And, yeah, that's how life works. Anyway, so I'm there, and then she's like, what movie do you want to watch? And so she probably thinks I'm a nerd or something, because I was like, Barbie, Percy. Hey, kids that are having just as much fun as we are. Anyway, and I was like, Barbie, Percy Jackson, or The Hunger Games. But I said Barbie, because I was like, that's probably what they have. And then she couldn't find it. So we ended up watching this cooking show. It was really embarrassing. That was not a good day for me. And then, yeah. I went to the dentist 3 times that week in a row. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, oof. Okay, and we are on the home stretch.
Car coming.
Yep. So,
slowing down.
Nope, I don't think. I think we're good.
No, people would say...
Passing the house with the really tall trees. It's so pretty. The trees are, like, almost 3 or 4 times as like tall as the house. But the house is more wide than tall. Anyway, that's such a pretty house. Anyway, okay, so do you have like any quotes or anything you want to tell the viewers before you go? Or listeners, I should say? No? Nah? It's just nah? Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. And I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to go outside because it's pretty. And stay safe because you know how it is out there. Whoa, okay, this is really creepy. But we're like one house. No, do not leave me. Literally, stop. You're not funny. I'm going to beat you.
No, stop. I can't run that.
Stop. Oh, light turned on. Neighbor's house. It's like, what is that? Hey, your personal problem. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Home. Okay, thank you so much.